Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts and the progress being made in the U.S. House. I'm Doug Busselman. Back after this. A news article caught my attention recently, noting that the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee had passed a bill that seeks to delist wolves from the Endangered Species Act. The bill, nicknamed the Pet and Livestock Protection Act, was brought forward by Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is one of three states which a few years ago had a Washington, D.C. judge rule that wolves in their states would be again brought under the iron fist of the Endangered Species Act. Not because there weren't enough wolves that would prompt such action by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but just because the supporters of the judge's action didn't want the states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan managing wolf populations the way they were managed. At the time, I was working in Minnesota and saw the positive way that the state was managing and controlling the negative consequences of non-management of wolves. Livestock producers at that time had the ability to protect their livestock from wolves killing their livestock. There were strict controls on hunting and trapping wolves, maintaining sound management on overpopulation and expansion of these voracious predators. Ideally, the U.S. House will pass the bill to delist wolves from the Endangered Species Act, and the Senate will follow suit. Followed shortly after that, the President Trump signing the bill into law. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.